Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Roy and Ginelle Rogers have both storied careers in the world of music, film, and the arts. Roy is an 8-time Grammy-nominated producer, songwriter, and slide guitar player, taking his talents as a blues artist on tour around the world for decades now. Ginelle has her own storied career in the world of film, publicity, and marketing, working for the likes of Pixar and Lucasfilm. Between the two of them, the married couple have enough stories to fill endless hours. It is quite a remarkable life. And Ginelle has now turned those stories and her experience as a chef into a new book, Ginelle's Kitchen, Down Home Cooking from a Wayward Southern Belle. And alongside the cookbook, Roy has a new album out. It's his first in 10 years, and it's called The Sky's the Limit. He'll also be performing this Saturday at the Center of the Arts in Grass Valley, and they are both here today in studio to tell us more about the cookbook and the album. Welcome to Insight. What a treat.
Thanks, nice to Vicky. Be here. Nice to be here.
Nice to be here.
Well, Ginelle, I want to start with you. This book is broken up into two parts, the Wayward Stories section, and then we get into what you call down-home cooking from a Wayward Southern Belle. Why was it important for you to include stories along with your recipes?
I think because the moments at the table and the memories that you make are things that stick with people's spirit, you know, food and music as well. So I just had so many of those experiences with, you know, famous people, infamous people, not famous people, didn't really matter. Family, we have a very big family system. So it just resonated, and I kept having these experiences. And I wanted to make the story short so they were fun and concise. But it also had to do, as you know, with my cancer journey, that I wanted to keep engaged and keep it fun and light and humorous and do the oxymoron of natural organic Southern cooking, which I'm getting some blowback, but oh god, who cares?
Well, let's get into that, because I mean, you are a cancer survivor, not once but twice, multiple times. I mean, how has this journey shaped, you know, one, your creativity and you in the kitchen?
You know, Roy gave me this cooking school, the Bauman College of Culinary Arts and Nutrition, my 5 years clear of breast cancer. I've had four cancers. I'm surviving my fourth now. I'm 3.5 years in and doing well.
Amazing.
Thanks to Stanford and MD Anderson. Thank you. But it struck me that Southern food has really become so much more popular in the last 20 to 30 years, and New Orleans is so much more known than it was even 20 years ago. So it seemed, and they have the highest diabetes and heart disease rate in the country and have for decades. So it seemed to me, while I was at that school, to transform 10 or 12 recipes into natural and organic foods, which 25 years ago was not a thing. Mm-hmm. So that's how the book started.
So Roy, I imagine you were a very willing taste tester for this cookbook, the making of it. Do you have a favorite recipe?
You know, absolutely, being a taste tester for her cooking is a good job. I'll say that right off the bat. If I have it's hard to pick a favorite, but certainly it would be a toss up between her red beans and rice and jambalaya. You know, I'm fortunate to be married to a great cook. Inspiration is where you find it, and by gosh, food is one of those things, is it not? So,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll take that any day of the week. So.
You know, when going through cancer, I'm married myself. You know, it's not just one person who goes through it. How has this shaped the way you approach life and art and even your marriage, Roy?
You know, I look at the food and music, you know, it's a collective thing. So, you know, you're in music, you're as a performer, you're performing for an audience, and it's a live show. And I've done that all my life. With cooking, you know, it's very similar. You're cooking for a certain group of people. It's a collective experience, and I actually point this out in shows that I do. You know, it's that differentiates it from a lot of things, right? You go to a concert, it's not just about you and how your perception is of the artist or whatever the case may be, the food. It's the collective thing about it, and I think that needs to be emphasized more so. So, I, you know, for me, it's just shaped you know, as an artist, you do your own thing. It's almost you're self-perpetuated, if you will, selfish in a way. I mean, you're trying to get it out. You know, I still tell people, I'm just trying to find the right notes. You know, but it's about that, and it has to be a go between the audience and the performer. Period. That's the way I feel.
I love this is like the most interesting collaboration because we have a new album from you, Roy, alongside a cookbook from Gaynell. I absolutely love it. Was this planned or was it just a coincidence?
It was not planned.
I was just going to say
it was like how it came down the pipes was all serendipity and angels, honestly. And it just happened at the same time. And I look at that because I'm very New Orleans and they put like voodoo and you believe in everything in your DNA. So I just think it happened for a reason. And we're having a lot of fun. It's sometimes I forget who I'm married to, this gifted man. And I, you know, I'm very proud that I got to kind of do the brag out a little bit on him in this book because he doesn't do it himself, honestly, very often.
I told her she had to keep the title, Down Home Cooking from a Wayward Southern Belle. I said, that was absolutely amazing.
And that's why it's called the Wayward Stories, because they really are.
Yeah. I love that it was kismet, you know, and serendipity. So your new album is out. It's called The Sky's the Limit. We're going to listen to a couple of songs. This song is He's a Legend.
Such a small man for the big time. He's a strong persuader. Just follow that leader. We've seen his kind before. He's just a repeater. He needs your attention each and every day. He lies when he wants to. Let the food get in the way.
So this is your first album in a decade, give or take. What was the inspiration behind this to get you back into the studio?
You know, I started writing these songs during COVID. So we all collectively had a lot of time on our hands.
Yeah.
Do you not recall? So that's when it started. And so I spent a lot of time on just writing more actually than usual, because normally you wouldn't take that long of time. But it really came together, you know, over that time period. I wanted to say a lot of things of this song in particular. You can probably tell the inspiration for this song is our fearless leader, whose name I will not say, but that's okay. I don't say his name. But anyway, it's we live in strange times, so that, you know, if he's a legend in his own mind, I'll let everyone to figure that out for themselves. That's pretty self-apparent. But
we only have a couple minutes left, but I want to get to another song that I think there's also an inspiration. It sounds like a love song, and it's You're the One and Only. So let's take a listen.
Somebody to care for you. Tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take you down, walk you around. I just wanna be your fool. Tell you the truth, you're always on my mind. Baby, since the very first time, you're the one and only woman in the world for me. Now's the time to hold.
Well, Gaynell and Roy, it was such a treat. Thank you so much for sending the cookbook and letting us listen to your music. And I know you're going to be going on tour later this year. People can see you in Grass Valley on Saturday. We have a link to all of that information on our website.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you, Vicky.
Roy and Gaynell Rogers, they both have their own kind of tours going on. She has a new cookbook called Gaynell's Kitchen, Down Home Cooking from a Wayward Southern Belle. Roy's new album, The Sky's the Limit, is also out now. And as I mentioned, he's performing with the Delta Rhythm Kings Band this Saturday, May 23rd, at the Center for the Arts in Grass Valley. And then both of them are going on tour later this year. To close out the show, we're going to listen to one more track from Roy's album, My Dream. Dreams Come Back. That is it for Insight today. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.
I can't seem to shake you with the passing of time. When the comes to you, still got to pay that fine. Your price was too high for me. I'm dreaming on my knees. Yes, I am. They still come back. My dreams come back to me. When you see me coming, please don't walk away. Got something to tell. I got to have my say. Take it from a dreamer. Your dreams will be back in a while. When your dreams come back, I hope they come back in style. When your dreams come back, I hope they come back in style. Dream on.